she started making accusations towards me.
About what?
That I was cheating on her.
An ex gets hurt helping herself.
She took my wallet. I grabbed my wallet back, and that's supposedly when I broke her arm.
Now, will his defense help her hurt?
According to you, she wanted her rent money back.
But there was no money forwarded.
I don't believe you, because she's not nuts. Otherwise, you wouldn't have asked her to marry you and lived with you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Alice Ragsdale is suing her ex-fiancé, Jeffrey Pedersen, for the return of rent, the cost of a vacation, and for a broken wrist as a result of an assault.
Order. Come to order, all rise.
Now, it's case number 217 on the calendar, the matter of Ragsdale versus Pedersen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Miss Ragsdale, the defendant was your boyfriend for a while. You lived together for how long?
For approximately 10 months.
And you moved into his home?
Correct.
You moved into his home alone?
Yes.
So it was just the two of you?
No, his mother lived upstairs, and Jeff and I stayed downstairs.
Is that your home or your mother's home?
It's my home.
And you own it?
Yes.
Okay, it's your claim that he owes you for lots of things. First, that you paid rent to him each month that you were there, and that when you left as a result of what you allege is an act of domestic violence, it was in the middle of the month you want half your rent back. That's one. Then you want compensation for the assault that you allege that took place, which resulted in your leaving the home.
Correct.
And then you want some medical bills?
Yes.
Okay, let's deal first with the rent. The last month that you lived there was what month?
The last full month was March.
And April was the month that you left in mid-month?
Correct.
Did you pay any rent to the defendant in March?
Yes.
How much?
$500.
Is that correct?
No, Your Honor.
Did she give you any money in March?
No.
Did she give you any money in February?
No.
From the time she moved in, did she give you any money?
No. We were boyfriend, girlfriend.
And?
She lived in my residence. There was no money forwarded.
There was no money that she gave you?
No.
How did you handle household bills, telephone, etc.?
I worked as a steel worker, and I paid for my own bills.
Well, what did she do with her bills?
She had her own bills. She
what
paid.
Bills?
She had medical bills, a furniture bill.
Okay. Did she purchase furniture for the home?
No, she had furniture when she came to the residence.
Okay. And did she take that furniture when she left?
No.
So it's in your residence?
No.
Where is it?
She returned it back to the finance company.
So is that the furniture that she was paying for?
She was paying for it.
While it was in your home?
Yes.
Okay. Any other bills that you say she had?
She had some outstanding debt.
From what, Miss Ragsdale? What outstanding debt?
I do have some traffic tickets and also some medical bills and student loans. And that was the only outstanding debt that I had.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I'm disabled. I have cancer and fibromyalgia.
And how much do you get from disability?
Approximately $1,500 a month.
And you were receiving $1,500 a month while you were living with the defendant?
Correct.
And tell me what your arrangement was with the defendant with regard to rent.
I was to pay him $500 at the beginning of each month.
Do you have proof that you paid him that amount?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
I paid him cash, but here is my bank statement. The first month I took out $500, and these are eviction notices that he gave me to prove that I was paying rent to him also.
Well, I see that you did, in fact, file a 30-day notice to leave the premises, indicating that she was your month-to-month tenant. You did sign this. You signed two of them, one on the 12th of April and one on the 20th of April.
Yes, because I was asking her to leave for 4 months, and she wouldn't leave, so I had to do something. And another thing,
it's
the $500 on that statement, does that say that she was providing rent to me?
No.
It was a statement.
It's just a statement. It's absolutely no check. It's absolutely no proof so that she gave you. But what she said to me is, here, when you gave her a 30-day notice, you weren't asking her to leave as just your boyfriend and girlfriend. Do you understand, Mr. Pedersen? It's a slight problem that you have from a procedural perspective, because if she was your girlfriend and she was living there and you were supporting her, then you have no basis to have her evicted as a tenant. a tenant is someone who enjoys a landlord and tenant relationship, which means that there is an exchange of rent money in exchange for the tenancy. Do you understand? That's what the 30-day notice is. So she is providing this. Now, she may be slick. It may be just slick because she knows that you were trying to get her out. Clearly, he was trying to get you to move.
We were engaged in December, so that
he was trying to get you
correct.
To move.
Correct.
And you didn't move. Why didn't you move?
The only day that we had discussed about moving was the prior date, April 15th, when he had abused me and broken my wrist. And then
he filed another one on April 20th.
No, one of those is signed by his mother, and one of them is signed by him.
Well, the one that's signed by his mother is April 12th. The one that's signed by him is April 20th.
Right. They gave him to me on the same day in court.
In which court?
In domestic court, where I had an order of protection against him. They gave me that at that time.
And this act that precipitated the court date took place on what date?
The 14th and 15th.
14th and 15th?
Correct.
Now, at the beginning of April, were you sharing the same room
yes.
at night? You were. Is that correct?
Yes.
So between, say, April 1st and April 7th, you shared a bedroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Between April 7th and April 14th, did you share a bedroom?
For the nights I was home, yes. I was in the hospital part of that time, yes.
In the hospital, non-related to any
correct.
Incident involving the
correct.
Defendant. Now, how many nights between the 7th and the 15th or the 14th were you in the hospital?
I believe I went into the hospital on the 12th and I came home the 14th. Or it might have been the 11th when I went in. It was the 11th or 12th. I was in the ICU.
Was that related to your cancer?
My sugar was really high. I had an infection.
So between the 7th and the 12th, you did share a room?
Correct.
And then you had some sort of an altercation on the 12th. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
The 14th.
It's the 14th, she says. So let's say it's the 14th. You want to tell me what happened?
She came home from the hospital. Her blood sugar was over 900 and started making accusations towards me.
About what?
Accusing me of this, that, and the other.
Well, what's this, that, and the other?
That I was cheating on her.
Okay. And that's one. That's not this and that. That's just this.
That I was cheating on her and that she wanted her rent money back and accusing me of my
okay.
kids being
so
mean
she,
to her.
Just a second. Hold on. That you were cheating on her. That she wanted her rent money back. So now I have a this and a that. Now we're going to go to the other thing. What else?
She came into the room, got into my pants pocket, took my wallet. I went to grab my wallet back. She wouldn't give it back to me.
She went to grab your wallet in order to get her rent money back?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And I seen her credit cards there on the side of her purse. I grabbed her wallet. She tried grabbing it back. I grabbed my wallet back, and that's supposedly when I broke her arm.
So you were having an argument?
Yes.
Now, when you say supposedly broke her arm, did she have a broken wrist?
No.
So if she has medical records that suggest that on the 14th, 15th, she went to the hospital with a broken wrist, that would not be as a result of any altercation that the two of you had?
No.
Great. Do you have those medical records?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see them. So far, it's not looking good for you, Mr. Peterson. I'm going to tell you why, sir. Because according to you, she wanted her rent money back.
But there was no money forwarded.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you because she's not nuts, totally nuts. Otherwise, you wouldn't have asked her to marry you and live with you. So she wanted her rent money back because she was going to leave because she believed that you were cheating on her, which is a possibility. Who is this?
This is my niece.
She knows about the relationship that you had with the plaintiff?
Yes.
She knows about anything else consistent with anything that's going on with this case?
Yes.
What?
She knows about the altercations that we had.
Oh, and altercations. I'm talking about the 14th, 15th. Were you
yeah.
present on those days?
Not on the 14th, no.
So you weren't present for this altercation that is being sued for?
No, a different one.
Well, that's not here.
Right.
She's not suing for that. All I have are charges here. Let's see. Well, she went to the hospital that day. Well, her wrist was broken. After this altercation that you had, you called the police.
I was able to call the police on the 15th.
And?
They came out to the house. They did not arrest Mr. Peterson.
Let me ask you a question. After this altercation, did you stay the night?
I did because the police made him leave. Well, on the 14th, he took my car keys and phone, and I was unable to go anywhere, so I was able to secure myself in the bottom part of the house, and he stayed upstairs where his mother lives. So we were separated, and then the next morning, he came back downstairs. The police made him leave the house on Sunday. which was the 15th.
Okay, so this is my problem so far. My problem so far, Mr. Peterson, is that you did have an altercation. She went to your wallet to take out what she wanted was the return of her rent money. You went after her wallet. Then you started struggling over both of those items, and as a result of that, her wrist got broken. That's what happened.
But where were the police reports? There was a domestic. Why wasn't I arrested?
I don't know, sir. Maybe you know the police. Do you know the police officers who responded to the scene?
No.
Never saw him before.
I've seen him before.
My question is, never saw him before. That's my question.
Yes, I've seen him before.
Of course you did. Maybe that's why. I don't know. It's just supposition as to why you weren't arrested, sir. I don't know why. Had you ever seen those police officers before who responded to the scene?
I haven't, but I do know that he...
Don't tell me what you know.
Okay. I have personally never seen them, no.
Maybe that's why. Now, anything you want to tell me, Mr. Peterson?
I have police reports here of her harassing me, following me.
I'd love to see them.
And order of protection on me and my kids.
Okay, so I have one dated May 25th, 2012. Is that one of the officers that responded to the scene on April 15th?
No, he didn't.
He was not?
No.
Perfect. Okay, listen to me. I would stay away from him.
Oh, believe me, I had to move out of state because of him.
I would stay away from him.
I moved to Georgia to get away from him.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's egging Jeff on. I told Jeff, I said, get to the house, get away from her. She proceeds to tell me, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, constantly, like a wind-up toy to me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alice Ragsdale claims ex-fiancé Jeffrey Pedersen broke her wrist during an assault. Alice is also suing for rent and the cost of a family vacation.
Did you appear for a hearing on an order of protection?
Yes, I did.
And what happened when you appeared at the hearing?
We were both granted orders of protections.
You have one against him?
Yes.
And he has one against you?
Correct.
I'd like to see yours against him.
And here's also a police report where he violated the order of protection by calling me and leaving me voicemails. Okay.
Now, Mr. Peterson, aside from you and your mother, I don't see anybody else here that identifies this lady as harassing you after April 15th. Only you and your mom. Anything else you want to tell me?
My niece witnessed.
Witnessed
an
what?
Incident at the house.
When?
April 15th.
She said she did not.
No, not on the 14th. On the 15th, I did.
Oh, good.
So
great. On the 15th, is that before or after her wrist got broken?
I believe that's after.
After her wrist got broken.
Right.
Go.
My mother and I, we were on our way out to the hospital to pick up a purse for my daughter. We were taking the street that goes by my grandma's house. I see my grandmother, Alice, and Jeff all outside. Alice is standing there with her fist like this, and Jeff is facing her, and my grandmother's on the porch. So I turn for the mere fact that my grandmother's old and she's on oxygen and she's dealing with these two. So we stop. Alice, she has a cell phone. She's got the cord. She's egging Jeff on, like, to beat the band, you wouldn't believe. I told Jeff, I said, get to the house, get away from her. He goes, she follows. I said, you stay right here and you stay away from him. She proceeds to tell me, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, constantly, like a wind-up toy. So I walked away from her, and then she follows us all the way to the house when I'm trying to separate them. She antagonizes him.
No, don't tell me she antagonized. What did she do?
She was just following him all the way to the house, and at that point, I don't even know what she was saying other than, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, to me. So I walked away. She proceeds to hit me or whip me with her phone cord, and I just picked it up. Thought I was smart because I'm like, oh, you're wanting me to hit you and then you're whipping me. So then we go up to the house to tell her to leave because my grandmother lives there and Jeff lives there. She will not leave. So the cops were called and Jeff and his kids went to my house and my grandmother went to my mom's house because she would not leave the house. If he was that bad, why wouldn't she have wanted to leave?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
This is a court documented paper, and it has her address.
We use that as a protective address.
Listen, did you consent to a protective order, sir? The answer is yes or no.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alice Ragsdale says ex-fiancé Jeffrey Pedersen owes for breaking her wrist during an assault.
Now, did she do all these things?
Her fists were clenched.
With a fractured wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was her wrist fractured?
I didn't know that at the time. She didn't have a cast.
What did she have?
She had a little splint. It wasn't casted. So, no, I didn't know. And
so,
for the way she
just
is,
a second. Okay. So you don't know, and you don't know what happened
right.
The night before?
No.
Good.
Not at that point.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. Go.
Actually, dear Lynn, she was there the day that Jennifer's talking about.
How are you related to each other? Do you know each other?
Yes, we're friends.
Were you there with her?
I had gone to pick her up to take her to the hospital.
You went to take her to the hospital?
Yes.
Did she call you that morning?
She had called me, said she was having some problems with Jeff, and she was hurting and needed to go to the hospital.
Okay, so you came to pick her up?
I took her to the hospital, because I only lived 7 minutes.
Were you there during this incident with them?
I didn't see that incident. I didn't know anything about it.
What time did you get there to pick her up to take her to the hospital that morning?
I don't even remember the time.
Did you stay with her in the hospital?
I did, because she was going to need a ride back.
Did you give her a ride back?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Where did you take her to?
I took her back to
the
Mr.
residence.
Patterson's house, yes.
Did you have a discussion with her about why she would go back to the residence? Because I assume she told you what had happened the night before.
Yes, I did. And she had told me that the officers had said that she could stay there because she did not have anywhere to go. She had no friends in the town.
What about you?
I live in public housing. So we are not allowed to have guests.
So she said she had no place to go.
Correct.
When you left her there, did you leave her inside the residence or outside the residence?
Outside.
Outside?
Yes.
Thank you. Was it afterwards that this incident took place?
No, I think she meant she wasn't there for the incident that happened on the 14th. She did see the incident that Jennifer was talking about.
Did you see the incident that this...
I don't remember that incident.
Doesn't remember.
All right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
So what do you think?
Basic. At Meineke, I have options like all changes starting at $19.95. My money, my choice, my Meineke.
Want to give your family the very best in taste, freshness, and nutrition?
Easy.
It's Evie. Eggland's best. Better eggs.
It's Evie.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Go ahead.
This is a court documented paper, and it has her address as 234, which would be the public housing.
Whose address?
Darylyn's.
That is my
where
address.
Alice was living.
We use that as a protective address.
No. Listen. Did you consent to a protective order, sir? The answer is yes or no.
Yes.
And the basis for her protective order was an assault. That's why she says she filed for the protective order, because you assaulted her and broke her wrist.
I didn't break her wrist.
That's what she said in the protective order. She consented to a protective order that she was going to stay away from you. She consented to staying away from you, and she, in fact, did stay away from you as far away as possible and moved out of state. The question that I have to resolve is whether or not you owe her for half a month's rent. You say she didn't give you any money. I think you're lying. And I think she gave you money. And I think that she came home. She believed that you were cheating on her. She said, give me my rent money back because I want to leave. And you said no. You went and had a struggle over your wallet and her purse. But that in and of itself, your statement suggests to me that she had given you rent money every month, $500. So you owe her $250. The rest of the $4,700 comes as a result of the fact that I think you assaulted her and broke her wrist. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was shooting off fireworks in a public street.
Yes, ma'am.
Where I said, the embers from your fireworks are clearing the trees and are landing on our vehicles.
Did you continue to light fireworks?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Next, Judge Judy.
I asked her politely to move out, and she would not leave.
It's just an emotional time to be abused by somebody, and your whole life changes.
She tried becoming really forceful in the relationship because I wasn't spending enough time with her.
It went from love to absolute hate. Just, it's horrible.
I was spending more time with my children, and I tried explaining to her that it was a package deal when she got into it.
It's hard.
And I was not spending enough time with her.
You think you have the whole world, and then it's gone.
And it was just an ongoing battle, so I just told her to leave.